Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about what is success really? Now, we all know that most people think that earning a ton of money is the equivalent of living a successful life. And we all know, if we are alive at all, that those who have extreme amounts of money, and I'm talking here about the famed out in Hollywood, as well as those who are well known in the world of athletics for their great talents, are also known because they've done some pretty bad things in their lives. I don't believe I have to go into all those details. We know what these people have done that had brought some less than positive coverage in the news to them. Suffice to say, success does not equal wealth, and it also, sadly, doesn't necessarily mean being successful on your career path either. Because one needs to do something that is meaningful to them. I was listening to an interview with Jack Canfield recently, and he was speaking about success and what it means in his life. And Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul has sold 500 million books worldwide. He knows a little bit about success, I would say, and he pairs success up with the whole idea of being fulfilled. Now, how do we know what fulfills us? Because in this world, many times we do things to please other people. We start out trying to please our parents, and many of us may still be doing that. And if you're lucky, maybe you might get them to tell you that they respect and love you. However, this isn't the right way to go about getting their love and respect. You need to be true to you out there in the world. So Jack asks us to ask ourselves the question of what made us happy when we were younger. Because so many of us have gone so far away in our work from those things that we really enjoyed. Where time got, well, we would get lost in those activities we did that we loved so much. And then Jack asks us this question of how did we manifest that thing we were doing that brought us so much happiness into our lives? And then lastly, he asks, how do we find fulfillment in all areas of our lives? And he's speaking here of not just career and finance, but our health and well-being, our spirituality, our relationships with our friends and families, as well as our relationship with our significant other, if we have one, all areas of our lives. Now, I worked in the world of elder care for several years, and I used to have long chats with some of these elders, and I'm talking about men and women in their 80s and 90s, many of them, who I found fascinating to talk to because they had a whole different concept of life than we do today. These people live from the time of horses and carriages all the way to our flight to the moon. They saw a lot, and they learned a lot. And not all of them had a lot of money. In fact, most of them didn't have a lot of money. And yet, many of them felt successful in their lives. At least the ones that I enjoyed talking to felt that way. So what was success to them? Well, success to them really went back to the more simpler ideas of what we do in our day-to-day life. Many of these people worked, even the woman, even during those years. And they shared with me that to have a successful life means filling your hours, our time, doing those things that we find enjoyable with people whom we enjoy, and to stop looking for other people to give you compliments or to tell you how great you are because you just did whatever you had to do. It was about a sense of self-worth. It was about a sense of self-esteem. It was about a sense of being able to overcome any challenges that they confronted during their lifetimes and making the best home they could for their families. That's what success was. The problem that the athletes and a lot of these famous people in Hollywood have is that they don't have any sense of self. Once their audiences are gone, they don't know who they are anymore, many of them. And that's why they get stuck doing the stupid things they do. Create so much damage to themselves and others as a result. So self-love, self-appreciation is a really, really big deal when it comes to finding fulfillment in life. Because only when you have that will you ever feel fulfilled with anything that you do in life. And then the second part is the part that Jack brings up. Looking back over your life and finding those things that you found made you happy. And doing those things because you enjoy them. And to stop questioning everything that you do. Because there's no right way to live life. Not really. It's all a great big experiment for each one of us. Try different things. See if it works. For some people it works better than others. But don't be fooled by those people who you think have it all. Because many of those people who you think have it all are living very empty lives. And think about it this way. If you're spending the best hours and years of your life married to a job you don't even enjoy in many cases, to bring in income so you can run away for 2 weeks out of the year or maybe 3 weeks if you're lucky. Some people have as many as 5 weeks off here in the U.S. that I know of who work for other people. It's not a way to live. Living a successful life is about contentment. It's about feeling at peace inside yourself. It's about letting your heart be heard. Because if you don't listen to your own heart, whose heart are you going to listen to? And if you listen to that other heart, you might find yourself doing things that you wished you never did. It's not a hard thing to live a fulfilled life. It's about being true to yourself. About where you live, the people that you hang out with, the work you do, and giving back. I've talked to a lot of times, I think, between the weblog and the podcast about the wonderful work that I was invited to do both in Nairobi, teaching the students over there how to integrate hypnosis into their psychology practices, and another trip where we worked on a non-medicine-based pain relief for very poor women, pregnant women specifically, and women who would need breast biopsies in Uganda. When you are of service to other people, even if you make a really good living doing it, or not, it doesn't really matter. Being able to bring love, consideration, appreciation, presence to another human being is probably one of the most meaningful and fulfilling things that you can do in your life, however you choose to do it. To lead a successful life means to enjoy your life. That's a successful life. If you're not enjoying your life, then you best look at it and figure out what's going wrong and figure out a way to correct it. Because life is short. And as a few of the people have talked to me recently said, time goes by really fast. They don't even realize the amount of time that's gone by between our last conversations until they think about it. Usually based on the age of their kid at the time we last saw one another. Time goes by fast. How are we going to use it to be happy and fulfilled? That's what we all need to think about and do a whole lot more than we are currently doing to lead a successful life. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.